Man, there's a model that the local church can embrace that has the power of making lifetime disciples. We're going to look at that right now, right here on Man to Man Express. This is the radio ministry of Iron Sharpens Iron. This is Dave Beggary. I'm with Brian Doyle. Brian serves as the National Director of the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conferences. Brian, we start a new week. A great model, a great guest gives us what we can use to make lifetime disciples.
You know, here we are. We're back at work. It's a busy day and enjoyed the weekend. One of the reasons I think a lot of the men and women who are listening today enjoyed their weekend is because they were with their family. Their family of all ages, young and old alike, and that's what we often do on the weekend. We enjoy our family. Well, someone who's enjoying his family and helping others to do the same is Dr. Chuck Stecker. Chuck is a friend of ours long-term from the days of Promise Keepers and through Vision New England Men's Ministries, and now with Iron Sharpens Iron, he speaks at the conferences across the nation because he has a passion for men and a message that men need to hear. Chuck, thanks for joining us today on Man to Man Express.
Brian, thank you. Dave, it's good to be with you guys again. I certainly appreciate your ministry.
Yeah, you've got a couple terms that, we're probably acquainted with it because we've heard you talk about it. One of the words is intergenerational. Yeah, I want you to kind of define what that is and what it isn't. Would you help us with that?
Absolutely. I think you hit it on the nail when you said what it isn't. There are three terms out there, Brian: cross-generational, multi, and inter. Cross-generational really refers to ideas, products, or concepts that bridge different generations. Multi is just gatherings that bring them. But intergenerational has to do with intentional relationship building across generational lines. So whether it's multi or cross, many things can be used for that. But what we've got to do is change what the win is. And the win in intergenerational is relationships across intergenerational lines.
Okay, now when I think of my church, when I think about the churches that I've connected to over the last 15 years, there is quite a bit of multi-generational stuff, and I think quite a bit of cross-generational, but based on your definition, not as much intergenerational. Why are you so passionate for intergenerational ministry in the context of the local church?
You know, that's a great question. I've looked at that myself, and what's brought this passion about, and I think it has a lot to do with how many people have invested in my life. And that, and then as a father and a grandfather, realizing that I can't do it all by myself. And so that process of bringing my children and my grandchildren into those types of relationships with intentionality to help them grow strong, you know, I think it started off as a personal issue, but it is certainly the passion that when I've seen the church and what we need to return back to in many ways.
Well, you know, the idea of community, Christian community, the idea of the local church, of people still feeling and being valued well after their peak and productive years because they have so much to offer someone in a different generation. Is that part of what we're talking about?
Oh, Brian, you just hit it right on the nose. Couldn't have said it better.
You know, when I think of people in my own local church and local churches in the New England area, oftentimes, you know, leadership changes and there's a sense of going out to pasture, if I could use those terms, where men and women alike feel like they've done their part, they've contributed, they've used their gifts and talents that God has offered them. They've been good stewards, but now it's time for the next generation to come. And often, I don't think we're using all the experience and all that we have in that older generation when it comes to passing it through to the younger generation.
Brian, again, couldn't agree more. I love the younger generation. I love to be around them. But I think this nonsense that we talk about, that they're the absolute epitome of what we've got to be shooting for, the reality of it is they need the older generations desperately. And one of the things we've done with the older generation is, I think you're right, is putting them out to pasture. There's two things. A recent poll said for the baby boomers, our legacy is going to be one of self-indulgent, self-centered, and that we've been told the success is get out of the race as fast as you can with the most, retire the earliest. And this whole idea of passing the baton as if hand it off, get out of the way, and there's a lot of fallacy in that thinking, let me tell you.
Well, Chuck Stecker's our guest. Chuck serves as president and founder of A Chosen Generation, and he is all over what we're talking about here, intergenerational ministry. He's put some great tools together. One is a book that's entitled Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. We point you right now to ironsharpensiron.net. That is our website. You can find out more about that book. You can also find out how to get this radio broadcast directly to your email inbox daily. Find out more about that at ironsharpensiron.net. Chuck, thank you. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.